Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for October 14th, 2014. And welcome to episode number 196. I'm your host, Dr. Brian D. Parsons. This week's news is brought to you by the International College of Humanistic Science. ICHS focuses on providing affordable, self-paced, standalone certificate and certification courses in a variety of metaphysical, esoteric, mystical, paranormal, business, and practical life topics that all relate to the human condition. Visit ICHSworld.org for more details. In cryptid news, a strange report last week of a dead bear cub being found in Central Park in New York City. The last bear seen on the island of Manhattan was back in 1630, where it was of course shot and killed. How did this mysterious bear get here? Well, here are a few facts that can cut through the mystery part of this story. First, the bear was not a cub, and could have been a year old or more, based on its reported size alone. Second, bears are quite common in New Jersey, and are seen frequently only a few miles away, and all it would take for a wild bear to get there is a late-night bridge crossing. Granted, a bear crossing a bridge would certainly get some attention, especially one that would wander the city for a while until finding the park. Third, this could be an illegally discarded pet of someone, and the animal was merely dumped because the former owner felt they could no longer care for the bear. Bears are one of those animals that are really cute as babies, but grow very quickly and become quite difficult to contain and control as they grow larger and will become more expensive to feed and take care of. A last scenario was brought to my attention by the blog Who Forded, who stated that this bear could have been part of an Eastern medicine trade as either an imported bear or one that is caged in a holding facility in Manhattan to be used for numerous types of medicines from utilizing various organs. Actually, all of these theories are quite sound, and hopefully there will be a bit of investigation to see if the bear is wild, and if not, what evidence can be gathered to find out the former owner. In UFO news, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, has acquired ArcStar Books, a family-owned operation for over 31 years that has had books geared towards UFOs, extraterrestrials, and the paranormal. This acquisition allows MUFON to provide education to the public as well as widen their opportunity to share information as well as showcase the work of more people. Nick Redfern, Lauren Coleman, Ivan T. Sanderson, Dean Radin, and Stanton Friedman, among others, all have books available through ArcStar Books. Visit ArcStarBooks.com, that's ArcStarBooks.com, to see their list of books and hard-to-find and out-of-print material on all things strange. In ghost news, a video of an ultrasound from 6 years ago was getting some press last week. Joe and Lindsay McHale kept the video and have shown it to their now 6-year-old daughter Madison because it contains the ghostly image of deceased family member Kathy McHale. Their daughter also mentioned seeing an apparition that seems to describe the woman even though their daughter had never met her. The image appears to be your basic pareidolia, which is merely a form of apophenia where the mind forms patterns in images or sounds. Visual pareidolia typically takes the form of a face, since this is something we most easily recognize. Well, the more you know. It also bothers me when someone says that someone would not recognize a person since they never met them. I'm willing to bet there's a photo of Great Grandma Kathy somewhere in that home that the young girl has seen at least once. While many children do see ghosts, there also exists the possibility it is just an invisible friend, which is a social growth tool that many children use. And while the ghost in the house may have been the real deal, I do not think Great Grandma Kathy was hanging out in Lindsay's uterus. And in other news, sky noise was reported and recorded on October 8th in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania, which is located about 100 miles west of New York City. Sky noise, also known as sky trumpets, sky quakes, sky hum, UFO booms, and strange sounds phenomena produced eerie mechanical sounding noises as well as booms that seem to originate in the sky. There are a few scientists that feel these noises are caused by solar flares. Others feel this is a byproduct of the Earth's core being overactive and are called acoustic gravity waves. If the latter is correct, we can expect some more volcanic eruptions along with some intense earthquakes. Unfortunately, there were no earthquakes reported in this region in the last month, and the closest action happened the day prior in Dyersburg, Tennessee, as a magnitude 2.1 earthquake was reported. Dyersburg is about 950 miles away from Albrightsville, Pennsylvania. Here's a bit of a snippet of the minute and a half video uploaded to YouTube by Mr. Enigma, along with the same sample amplified. Remember those large mysterious holes found in Siberia? Scientists now believe they could be linked to the Bermuda Triangle. Yeah, you heard that right, the Bermuda Triangle. The holes are believed to be created from the hot summer weather melting permafrost and releasing methane gas, which then ignited and made the giant openings. Locals had reported hearing a loud boom and bright flash just before the crater formed, and the holes were formed from something escaping, not from hitting the ground, such as a meteorite. A leading theory for the Bermuda Triangle features gases escaping through the seafloor, which would make ships sink with the large amounts of gas, making the ship lose buoyancy, and would make airplanes crash due to the lack of oxygen getting to the engine and turbulence created by rising pockets of gas. Of course, none of these hypotheses have been validated, and most of the reported wrecks that happen in the vicinity of the Bermuda Triangle actually happened hundreds of miles away in various directions. As for the holes in Siberia, the methane gas released has been the leading explanation for weeks, and I'm not sure why this is being reported again. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. On October 17th, we have the PNW Paranormal Picnic in Port Orchard, Washington, and DiscoverCon Stark, which was supposed to take place October 17th and 18th, in Canton, Ohio, has been canceled. Again, the DiscoverCon Stark has been canceled. On October 24th and 25th, the Port Gamble Ghost Conference takes place in Port Gamble, Washington. And Dr. Brian D. Parsons, the insider of Paranormal News Insider, will be at the Westerville Public Library on October 27th in Westerville, Ohio. This will be my sixth consecutive year there, and I'm looking forward to this event. We'll be talking about ghosts, the E4 method, and well, anything else that comes up. November 15th is the Ohio Paranormal Gathering in Akron, Ohio. And the Paranormal at Sea 2014 takes place on December 7th, 2014. Starting to get a small list of events for 2015. And if you have any information about any event, whether this year or next year, please let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. And to see my full list of events, be sure to visit paranewsinsider.com. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Brian Parsons. I do not think Great Grandma Kathy was hanging out in Lindsay's uterus. That was so hard to say with a straight face. Okay.